This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The definition of insanity is said to be doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. If that's the case, then these video game franchises went categorically nutso a long time ago, as they fell at the same hurdle every damn time. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video game franchises that keep making the same mistake. Number 10, not enough bug testing, WWE 2K. Wrestling fans craving a genuinely good WWE game sure have been put through the ringer over the years, with the quality of the WWE 2K franchise ranging from good but flawed to, in the case of the recent WWE 2K20, genuine abject misery. Whether good or bad though, every single game in the WWE 2K series shares one glaring issue: those damn dirty glitches. Like clockwork every single year, well, until they truly shit the bed the other year, fans complain about the baffling overabundance of bugs in the latest WWE 2K release, to such an extent that it seems as though the games themselves have received scarcely any quality testing whatsoever. Things have gotten bad enough that many have resolved to basically hate playing the releases each year, and then actively trying to discover as many glitches as possible, treating them like some kind of perverse gotta-catch-em-all collectibles. Within hours of any WWE 2K game releasing, social media is rife with hilariously embarrassing, physics-defying bugs, the majority of which aren't ever ironed out by patches. This, of course, reached a painful apex with WWE 2K20, which proved so bug-laden that hashtag fix WWE2K20 began trending, and the planned follow-up WWE 2K21 was outright cancelled. Though 2K are set to return with 2K2022 by the year's end, you would be foolish to assume that the extra year of development, in the middle of a pandemic no less, will see the series rejuvenated. So yeah, I'd hold out for reviews on this one. Number 9, the painfully convoluted storytelling, Kingdom Hearts. As fun as Kingdom Hearts is, you won't find a video game franchise with more convoluted storytelling or willfully obtuse lore. The hit Disney-themed RPG series boasts charming characters, gorgeous worlds, addictive combat, and a dense anime-aping hodgepodge of overwrought expository plotting that's practically impenetrable for all but the most committed fans. The battle between light and dark may be the spine of Kingdom Hearts' story, but the series as a whole is so bogged down in overly verbose proper noun craziness that, for casual players anyway, is actually pretty damn dull to drink in. It is enough of a mess to somehow make Metal Gear Solid's story seem positively easy to follow. And while the diehards will insist that it's not really that much of a chore to understand, it is a classic case of a creator mistaking convolution for complexity. There are certainly times where Kingdom Hearts achieves a charm offensive of absurdity, but too often the story feels like it's a time-wasting encroachment upon the first-rate gameplay. Number 8, the wildly inconsistent tone, Watch Dogs. On paper, the premise for Watch Dogs should make for a spectacular video game. Hack the tech-saturated world around you for your own game to make the world a better place and to bring down authoritarian forces seeking to control the populace. Yet across its 3 games to date, Watch Dogs has demonstrated a flabbergasting lack of tonal assurance, such that it's tough to know who these games are really made for. The first game was a gritty, self-serious tech thriller, but because neither the melodramatic story nor the dull characters connected with with players, Ubisoft felt that a lighter touch was needed for the sequel. And so Watch Dogs 2 was a more colourful freewheeling affair, which is all well and good, save for the fact that the player is also free to kill and horribly maim pretty much anyone, which is then more or less shrugged off without a second thought because this is a video game and I guess that's what you do in video games. Last year's Watch Dogs Legion then attempted to forge a compromise of the two games by tackling weighty political themes, despite Ubisoft still claiming they don't make political games outside of Far Cry 6, but also allowing you to play as a super spy pensioner. The two moods clashed pretty harshly, and Legion ended up the worst reviewed game of the trilogy. It speaks to the series' wider identity crisis that it just needs to settle on a vibe and stick with it. Serious and dark is fine if the writing is even remotely interesting, just whatever this is, it's not working. Number 7, failing to successfully innovate Sonic the Hedgehog. There's perhaps no single video game franchise more infuriating than Sonic the Hedgehog. Despite its immense popularity and status as one of the most iconic platformers of all time, the series has categorically failed to substantially innovate itself for new generations of gamers. While Mario impressively maintained relevance during the potentially awkward switch over to 3D, Sonic has stumbled through mistake after mistake, with only the occasional success in between. It's incredibly telling that Sonic Mania, the best reviewed Sonic game in a quarter century, was effectively an homage sequel remixing Sonic's greatest hits, because Sega knows just how catastrophically their attempts to genuinely reinvent the franchise have failed. Massively high profile embarrassments like 2006's Sonic the Hedgehog prove the lack of a compelling creative vision for the series, and so it's far more likely that we'll simply get more nostalgia-laced retro homages in the future. Number 6, too much busy work, Assassin's Creed. It's impossible to argue with the success of the Assassin's Creed franchise, which over the last 14 years has released a dozen mainline games and near countless additional spin-offs. The stealth-based action-adventure gameplay clearly works, though the series' transformation into an out-and-out RPG in recent years has only ramped up the array of tedious busy work on offer. To varying degrees, the last few Creed games have relished flooding the map with icons that are frankly exhausting to look at, let alone follow up. It is open-world fatigue in a nutshell, and though the recent Assassin's Creed Valhalla did offer up a more streamlined map system, the game itself was still jam-packed with repetitive missions in a stamina-sappingly overlong campaign. It's just weird. I personally played Valhalla for like 80 hours, and I'm sure I enjoyed it at the time. I remember enjoying something, but I can barely remember a single thing that happened or anything that I did. It was just lots of raids. It all just kind of blurs together.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5, Bethesda Jank, Fallout and the Elder Scrolls. The Fallout and Elder Scrolls franchises are phenomenally successful despite the fact that they both share one glaring flaw. That damn Bethesda Jank. Since the release of Skyrim in 2011, Bethesda has been using the Creation Engine for their games, which is based on their prior Gamebryo engine, the jank-infused DNA of which still haunts the publisher's AAA RPGs. Random physics-based glitches are commonplace in Skyrim and Fallout 4 in particular, yet because the game worlds are so mind-bogglingly large and well-realized, many fans seem content to just put up with it. I'm not exaggerating the severity either. Especially on PS3, Skyrim was a complete travesty, but at the time we were just like, oh, Bethesda, what are they like, eh? Those little scamps will let you off. If this was any other developer, that just wouldn't have happened. Put simply, it's just no excuse that one of the most decorated gaming publishers in the world can't deliver more stable and polished experiences, no matter the complexity. Though Bethesda's Todd Howard has stated that the creation engine has undergone a massive overhaul for both the upcoming Starfield and The Elder Scrolls 6, you'd still be daft to expect a smooth, glitch-free experience from either. Look, hopefully Fallout 76 was the final straw, but the proof will be in the pudding. Number 4, the bloated, padded gameplay Final Fantasy. Look, nobody goes into a Final Fantasy game expecting a brisk 8 to 10 hour romp that you can get through over a relaxing weekend. Even sticking to the critical path, most of these games will clock in at least 25 to 30 hours. Even so, though, as of late, Square Enix has dropped any pretense of trying to hide the blatant, egregious padding that runs rife throughout the series. For instance, Final Fantasy XV had the infamous late-game Chapter 13 debacle, where players were largely stripped of their weapons and forced through a dull, labyrinthian, stealth-centric slog. Though Square Enix did release a patch to lighten the load after vocal fan outcry, that didn't deter them from repeating their same crimes in Final Fantasy VII Remake, distending Hojo's lab out into an exhaustingly boring mess of repetitive combat and switch throwing. These games are long enough already, they don't need added value piled on top. There's nothing wrong with a 20-hour critical path while saving all the bloated nonsense for optional side content. Number 3, low-effort on-rails campaigns, Call of Duty. Since the release of Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare back in 2007, multiplayer has been the bread and butter of the hit FPS franchise, while the single-player offerings have taken a bit of a backseat. Though Modern Warfare's short but sweet campaign was a revelation for its time, over the last near 15 years, I know I can't believe it either, the series has done precious little to actually innovate. Sure, the franchise has introduced branching narratives and increasingly surreal, and some might say ill-advised, divergences into sci-fi territory over the years, but the core follow-the-objective gameplay has largely remained untouched since its inception. While the campaigns are more or less treated as half-hearted extra features these days, I mean, hell, 2018's Black Ops 4 didn't even have one at all, it sure would be nice to see an upcoming COD game actually try and deliver a unique envelope-pushing single-player experience. Number 2, a terrible final act, Resident Evil. With the release of every new Resident Evil game, fans brace to find out whether or not it's going to crap all over its own legs in the final hour or two, and lo and behold, it almost always does. Since the series' early days, the overwhelming majority of the Resident Evil games have saved the worst for last, most notably Resident Evil 4's Island, Resident Evil 5's ridiculous Volcano, and Resident Evil 7's Tanker Mines combo. And without going into spoilers, while Resident Evil Village is one of the better attempts at a finale, it's still not as strong as the opening hours. Part of the problem might be that by the end of any Resident Evil game, the fear has begun to wear off and the player is more often than not capably kitted up to take on whatever is thrown at them. Now, I'm not saying at all that the endings ruin the whole experience, I mean, Resi 4 and 8 are bloody good games, it's just a shame when the quality does dip and how expected it is. Number 1, the dated save system, Yakuza. The Yakuza franchise is at peak popularity right now, with Like a Dragon shift into turn-based RPG gameplay going over gangbusters with fans and newbies alike. Despite this agreeable innovation though, there is one aspect of the Yakuza series that still feels painfully stuck in the past, the save system. Many fans have decried the lack of autosave in previous games in the series, requiring them to manually save their progress, a bizarrely archaic process which in Yakuza 0 and Yakuza Kiwami sees the game save twice in a row, one for save data and another for system data. Though the more recent games have streamlined saving somewhat, Like a Dragon still features a number of lengthy sections without autosave being offered to players. This is most egregious in the game's dungeons, which depending on your build and playstyle can easily result in you having no means to save for up to an hour between numerous tough battles. Getting KO'd and having to slog through it all over again sure isn't fun, even with skipped cutscenes cutting down on the repetition.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
All in all, it just encourages players to overlevel and make sure they breeze their way through every fight. This series definitely needs to allow saving anywhere, anytime.